Is it time for Belfast to introduce an anti-begging exclusion zone? That's what's being suggested on the front page of today's Belfast Telegraph. The paper leads with a story claiming PSNI officers on City Centre Beat warn vagrancy is out of control. It's claimed some beggars are making up to £170 a day. Exclusion or dispersal zones are used in other cities in the UK. In London, it's used on a temporary basis to target begging, street gambling and rough sleeping. Would you like to see that introduced here, or will it just push the problem to other areas? The Ulster Unionist Party councillor Jim Rogers with us today. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. The commentator, Chris Nixon. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, gents.
Good morning, good morning. Jim, where do you stand on this? Exclusion zones, are you up for those?
Well, I've given this a lot of consideration because over the last few years, the situation has got out of control. I've had a series of meetings with the police. They are trying to tackle the problem. They've been making a number of arrests, but their resources are limited. They could be doing other work rather than arresting people who are sitting in doorways or standing outside various shops. And whenever you see what's happening in other parts of the United Kingdom, I think it's worth giving this a trial. Now, as you said at the top of the programme, yes, it could push the problem maybe onto the arterial routes, but generally you'll find begging takes place in the heart of city centres or town centres. The reason being, that's where the greater volume of people are. And in our city, we have thousands of visitors every day. The cruise ships now, almost 80 coming in annually. And a lot of people who wish to spend money feel sorry for some of these individuals. And there's far too many of these people who don't need to beg. And it is a fact, and speaking to the police, that some of these people are getting between £150 and £170 per day.
It's probably, it's a great debating point, this, on the front of the Belltel. It's probably a fact, too, that there are some desperate people there, Jim. And what are you doing? Pushing them away? Pushing
yes,
them to places we can't see them? They're human beings, for goodness sake.
No, I accept that there are some desperate people. And all of us have had to tighten our belts with less money available from government and other places. But we need to genuinely do something about this. People say to me continuously, Belfast is a wonderful city, fabulous people, but there's far too many people begging, and it creates the wrong impression. And I've been in many cities throughout the world, and I've seen people begging, and it doesn't give you a very good impression. But the big worry is that you've actually got people making money out of this in a big way. And that's why I support the police and what they're trying to do. As I've already mentioned, I've had numerous talks with them, and I think it's worth giving this a try.
Chris?
Not surprised, really. There was a summit held about 2 months ago following the, I think it was 5 homeless people that died in the streets of Belfast. This summit had all the usual faces. It had charities, outreach organisations, it had statutory bodies and the police. And one outcome from that was a billboard campaign, part funded by Belfast City Council and by the PSNI, telling people not to give money to beggars.
It's my error, by the way. I should have mentioned in the intro that you yourself were homeless at one stage. That's the context with which you can approach this morning, Chris.
Yeah, I understand that there's a need. They've been there. I understand that there are people who do this because they can profit from it, and that's the sole purpose of it. And that is terrible, because you're taking advantage of the public and you're possibly removing resources from those who are in genuine need. But if Jim's main issue, and indeed the police who have suggested this, is it looks bad on the streets of Belfast, the fact that people, anyone that's genuinely doing this, needs to do it, looks worse. How as a society are we judging ourselves because we don't want 80 cruise ships worth of tourists seeing someone begging on the streets? How about someone actually needing to beg on the streets? Can that not be the priority first? Let's solve that, and then we'll get to the visual imagery, Jim.
Yeah, the PSNI haven't actually said anything official about this, by the way.
These are
police officers, unnamed police officers, who
indeed,
are
they,
referred
they,
to in the Belfast Telegraph. So there's no official line from the PSNI.
They funded the, or part funded, the billboard campaign and the advertising campaign run by St. Paul and the Welcome organisations telling people not to give money to people who are begging. So there is a policy there from the PSNI that this is the solution. And as far as I understand from that summit that was held, from people who went, that was the suggestion that came out of it. Five people died on the streets of Belfast. And the best minds of that field have come out and said, we should stop giving money to people on the streets.
The Belfast Telegraph also says that the policing board was told that during the holiday period, 126 foreign nationals came to the attention of the police in Belfast city centre for begging. None of them were homeless.
There's a distinction that needs to be made between begging and homeless. It's all too easy to think about people who sleep out in the streets overnight, and luckily there aren't that many of those. There are people, though, that live in hostels, that live in crash hostels, that are hidden homeless, sofa surfing. Just because these people are possibly from other countries doesn't mean they're less deserving of help. However, I do appreciate that there are going to be people who are doing this as a form of a scam. But if it helps one person, that's one person helped.
What way would these exclusion zones work, Jim Rogers?
Well, basically, if you take Belfast City Centre, the police and public representatives and the wider community knows exactly the area that most of these beggars operate from, and it's where you've got the volume of people. So you have exclusion orders, you may require signage, and you tackle that first of all. So I'm not going to start naming them over the airwaves, the streets, but I think everybody knows the area that I'm mainly talking about, right in the heart of the city centre. And yes, I have to come back and say then they're liable to move out elsewhere. But let's tackle this, first of all, from a city centre point of view, where most of the begging is taking place.
But what does that achieve?
Well, it's going to achieve an awful lot.
It might make the city centre have less homeless people in it. By its very definition, that would be the purpose of it, wouldn't it? But what does that achieve?
As Chris has already said, don't let us mix begging with homelessness. The Welcome Organisation, DePaul and Salvation Army, quite a few others, have all made the position quite clear in regards to homelessness, that there's very few people who are homeless. There's sufficient beds in hostels and in other places to house people every night. And this also, from a figure point of view, got totally out of hand. And I was at two of the meetings, and it was quite interesting in the City Hall to hear the professionals telling us exactly, including the housing executive, the true position. So let's leave the homelessness to one side.
But you know what, Jim? Some of these people...
Begging is a big issue.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure you can definitely differentiate. Some of the people who are begging, because I've seen them myself on the streets, they have a sleeping bag. They certainly appear that they've been sleeping there all night.
Yes, I accept this, but there are those who just come, spend a few hours, and then take off, and there's maybe a car meeting them close by, and these are the people, and they're not just foreign nationals. There's quite a number of local people who are making money out of it, and that's why whenever you look at the figures that the police gave to the policing board, it's quite worrying, and we genuinely have to tackle this issue.
Do you not think you'd need to be fairly desperate to stand in the street begging?
No. Look, some of these people may well have gambling problems, drinking problems. They need money. But there's others who are actually doing very well out of it. They may be small in number. But again, it creates a terrible bad impression in the capital city of Northern Ireland, Belfast, whenever you see the increase in numbers of people begging. And I personally, I'm on Belfast City Council over 20 years. I've been Lord Mayor twice, Deputy Lord Mayor. I'm now High Sheriff. And these are issues that have always been right up at the top of my agenda. And furthermore, I know that those who have followed me into the Lord Mayor's position feel exactly the same. We're trying to build a better city. We're trying to ensure that everybody has got a roof over their head. But equally, we need to do something about people who are begging and annoying people, going out of their way, following them down the street to try and get a few pounds or a few shillings from them.
Can we finish tackling the homeless issue in itself before we start legislating for things that are annoying? Is that a more of a priority?
Well, Chris, I think you have got to admit, and I know that you're very active, you work in the city centre, you must see it yourself from the point of view of begging. And it has grown alarmingly over the last number of months. For a time, the numbers certainly dipped, but that's not the case.
But why is that?
Back from about
April. Sorry, Jim, when I see people sitting at the side of the street in, with sleeping bags and asking for money, begging for money, yes, it's alarming, but I don't think it's alarming, oh, this is the problem, we need to get rid of them. I don't look at them and think, oh, this is terrible for tourists.
Not every beggar. Not every beggar has got a sleeping bag beside them. Some of them are just sitting down there with their bag or an old hat, an old cap. They're not all like that. And quite clearly, and the police have confirmed it, that there are those who are begging who shouldn't be begging whatsoever. They don't need to beg, they would tell you. And quite a few arrests have been made, and that's important. And
begging is illegal, Jim, yes?
Yes, begging is illegal.
So what's the point of making an exclusion zone? The police, in this article in the Belfast Telegraph today, the police have said it's too time-consuming for them to go and take action.
It's not an official statement from the PSNI. We don't know their official position in this.
No, it's not, and I understand that, Stephen, but I have spoken to police at senior level, and they say to me, yes, we need to work together along with other government departments and the agencies and the wider community to tackle the begging problem because it has escalated. It's tying up their resources. I've already said on the airwaves this morning that police are in big demand. Their numbers have been reduced. Their overtime has been cut. So we'll have to try and ensure that they are tackling the real cowboys.
Are you sure this isn't about comfortable Belfast not wanting to see the reality?
It's hide the problem. That's what this is. This is a PR issue. It's not a. There's a human issue here. There's a very serious human issue. But what we're looking at is a PR issue. Yes, there are people out there who are doing it because they can make a bit of money. Without any doubt, when people are charitable, people will try to take advantage. But if because of this, we get rid of, let's pick a number, let's say we get rid of 50 people off the streets who are begging, and 3 or 4 of those were genuine, and their only means of surviving and maintaining themselves was of getting some money that you, Stephen, me, Jim, we could afford maybe to give a couple of quid. If that's what helps that person, by pushing them off the streets, by alienating them, by excluding them, what are we doing to them?
Chris, I have no problem if it's a genuine person begging who are down to their last pound or 50p. But the problem is too many of these people are not in that position. And that's what's worrying, that's what's concerning. And they are making a reasonable amount of money out of it. And these are the people that we should be tackling. And I think it's well worth maybe a 6-month trial period. It may not work, but it's certainly operating in other UK cities and seems to be driving the begging away completely, and that's important.
Dominic in Belfast. Morning, Dominic.
Hello. Every time Jim comes on, it seems to be the same mantra over and over again. He says that he speaks to people from statutory agencies. I mean, most of these people, to be honest, they're in career positions and salary jobs. He should be speaking to voluntary workers who are on the street, night in, night out, day in, day out, with the homeless. And they give a true reading of, you know, how many beds are available. Because people are getting stabbed in some of the places that Jim's talking about. You know, and I think, realistically, politicians do not care about the homeless because the homeless have not got an address. Therefore, they can't register to vote. You know, we're talking about people making money flyly and making money shrewdly. Why does he not go up the Stormont? Well, there's been all sorts of things where offices getting painted, where rent being paid for offices don't exist. You know, you need to get real here. These people are at the lowest end of their tether.
But is there a, for example, there is in London, is there any suggestion, Chris Nixon, that there is an organised begging ring in Northern Ireland where there would be gangmasters organising it and they'd be getting the majority of the money and the people on the ground aren't getting very much of it. Do you think that happens on the ground here?
From what I've seen and those I've spoken to who work in the outreach sector, I know there's no evidence of it. It's a wonderful little urban myth. Everyone's heard it. Everyone's heard of these high-end, Mercedes, people carriers dropping in 7 or 8 people of a morning, going begging and then coming back home to their mansion in the Malone Road. Everyone's heard this story, and it's apocryphal. It doesn't happen. And if it does happen, report it. It's not a case of going, oh, I've seen that, you know. Like, if that's genuinely a case, and Jim mentioned it there, Jim mentioned being dropped off by cars and being taken home at the end. If that's so, Jim, if you've seen that, report the car, because these people are begging. That's a crime. Maybe we don't want to report or to prosecute everyone on the street for begging, because some people need. But if you've seen people get in a car at the end of the day and go back to their home, why not report it?
Well, I don't hesitate to report things like that. But the police have confirmed to me that they have also witnessed this happening. And just to get back there to your other caller, I just don't talk to statutory bodies. I do talk to the community and voluntary organisations. I speak to retailers. I speak to ordinary people. And I'm concerned about the homeless. But this morning we're talking about begging. I hate to hear of people who have lost their homes. It could be a broken marriage, it could be through drink or drugs, or they've lost their job, and I will always try and tackle these issues. But again, this is the one that we're talking about today, about begging in the heart of our city.
Desi in Belfast. Morning, Desi.
Good morning, Sid.
Go ahead, Desi.
I don't think Jim Rogers should be calling them people beggars. They're unfortunate. And see that all this talk about cars are sitting here and cars are sitting there to take these people away. I know quite a lot of them. And I have never seen a car. I'm not saying they don't do this. I have never seen a car taking these people away. So,
well, Desi, I'm not saying that every beggar has a car to meet them. What I'm simply saying is that there are a number who operate this way, but quite a few of the people who are begging have no need to beg. And the police, and not sort of officials, they've been talking about in the region about £170 per day some of these people are making.
Carmel Gates has been tweeting about this, the trade unionist. Morning, Carmel.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Carmel.
Stephen, I really do think that Jim's remarks are quite shameful, and I think they're very uninformed.
Jim Rogers, what's he said?
Well, he said, he's quoting anonymous police officers who've said that some of these people are making huge amounts of money per day. He's getting that from the Belfast Telegraph, so it's no surprise that he's ill-informed. But I do think...
Well, now, hold on a second. Let's not question the journalism the Belfast Telegraph unless you've got reason to do so.
When we deal with unnamed individuals, as a source, Stephen, it's always a cause for concern. But leaving that aside...
There are unnamed sources in articles every day of the week. Nonsense.
If those police officers believe that there is a crime being committed on the streets, then they should be dealing with it rather than talking to the Belfast Telegraph. So that's the first point. But leaving that aside... Jim Rogers' view that the way to deal with the homeless and the destitute is to push them out of the city centre so that nobody can see them is just shameful. For any politician to suggest that that's how you deal with it, because other callers and your other contributor have made very valid points. They need to deal with the symptoms that cause people to be on the streets rather than the people being on the streets. And pushing them aside and treating them like they're less than human. And also allowing this myth, as your contributor suggested, this notion that they're all there and they're all being dropped off and picked up in cars and that they're all organised, it's just nonsense.
Carmel, with the greatest
respect. I've been in the streets of Belfast, as I've seen admirable staff, voluntary workers and others, laying down sleeping bags for people in doorways on the cold winter nights, because these people have nowhere to go. They are completely destitute, and they beg Jim... because they have nothing. And if you had nothing and you had no food, you would also beg. And for any individual to be at that level where they are prepared to put their hand out and ask another human being to give them money, I think for you to suggest that they are doing that for any other reason other than desperation is disgraceful. And as a politician, you need to own up to your responsibility for dealing with this. This situation is getting worse. It is absolutely right. But it is getting worse because of the state of the economy, because people are losing their jobs, because people are losing their benefits, because people are being driven into destitution by the price of houses and so on. Deal with that, Jim. Tidy up the city in that way. Don't tidy up the people who are left dealing with the problems that are created by politicians like yourself, who have supported the Fresh Start Agreement, who have supported cuts and austerity. Deal with that, Jim. Deal with the cuts. Deal with the austerity. Deal with the destruction of social services and voluntary services. that have left some of these people destitute because refuge centres have closed, voluntary workers are losing their funding. Deal with that, Jim. Don't deal with the symptom. Deal with the cause. And you're a disgrace if you're not dealing with that.
Do you want to respond to that?
Yeah. Carmel, we are trying to respond to all these problems, but you, like some of the other callers, are mixing homelessness and begging. I'm purely talking...
I'm purely talking
about those who are looking for money on our streets. That's what I'm talking about this morning. And
the destitute.
Yes, there are people...
Excuse me, Carmel.
I let you finish. Will you kindly let me get my words, in? Yes, there are people who are genuinely destitute, who need money, who need help. But the problem is there's a sizable number of those who are looking for money, who are begging on our streets, who don't need it. They're operating a racket. They're operating a racket, and that needs to be addressed.
Where is your evidence? And if you do believe believe that people are operating a racket, then spend time dealing with that. Spend energy dealing with that. And I agree with your contributor. If the police want to do something useful, instead of funding ad campaigns to tell people to stop giving money to the destitute, the police should spend their time, if they believe it's a racket, dealing with the racketeers. Deal with that. Don't deal with the people, the absolutely desperate and honest people who are on the streets because they have nowhere else to be and they are putting their hand out because they don't have the price of a cup of coffee. So, and don't assume that... That you can't assume that all of those people are being dishonest.
I'm not assuming anything, but there's a large number of them who are being dishonest.
Why aren't you dealing with that, Jim? Deal specifically with that problem.
We are trying to deal with it.
In what way? What are you doing? What action
is it? It's not an easy issue to resolve, and it's only by all of us working together that we can get on top of this situation.
What action are you taking, Jim? What action are you or the police dealing? If the issue... is so huge that if it's racketeers, if it is not the absolutely destitute, why are you also then pushing the destitute out of the city centre?
What I'm saying is there's been an increase in numbers of those begging in our streets. It's been brought to my attention by retailers, by business organisations.
Why do you think that is, Jim?
Why? Well, I know you mentioned some of the reasons, and that may be part of it, but equally, we have to get on top of this.
Well, what are the other reasons? If it's not desperation and austerity and cutbacks and people losing their jobs and people losing their benefits and people losing their homes because of they can't afford their mortgages or they can't afford rent, if it's not those reasons, why is it increasing? Why are the homeless on our streets? Why are the destitute on our streets increasing?
Well, you may not have heard me saying earlier, whenever we got briefings from a number of the housing bodies and also organisations like the Welcome Centre in DePaul, the Salvation Army, they all made it clear that there's very few people who can't avail of a bed each night. And the figures seem to be exaggerated. And in actual fact, they were quite small. And these are the people who are dealing with this problem. There's some people who don't want to go in.
Okay, leaving aside the people who can avail of a bed, not all of them can avail of a bed, Jim. And I think that all of the organisations would attest to that. Not all, but even if they can avail of a bed, what do they do during the day? What stops them putting their hand out to say, can I have the price of a cup of coffee? You're not dealing, you're not tackling with the issue. You're not explaining why it exists. You're not therefore dealing with the cause rather than the symptom. What you're trying to do is hide the problem, which is an absolute disgrace, and it's going to get worse. And unless it's tackled and unless the cause is tackled, it's going to get worse. And shunting them to some other part of the city or further out of the city as the numbers grow or further out again is not going to get rid of the problem, Jim. It might make the city look lovely.
What I'm suggesting is we should give this a trial. It has been operating in other cities throughout the United Kingdom.
And there's no reason why it has been working reasonably. Is it going to deal with the problem, Jim, or is it going to hide the problem?
Will you please let me finish? Again, we should give it a trial
in the city of
Belfast to see whether it's going to work or whether it's not.
How is that dealing with the problem, Jim?
You can still deal with the problem as well as having this exclusion area.
Jim's in Belfast. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen. Here we go again. Another load of nonsense. I'm listening to Carmel there, talking over the top of Jim Rogers when he's trying to explain something. Let me just point something out to Carmel. A number of weeks ago, the professional agencies told us all not to give money to the beggars in Belfast because of the very reasons that Jim is talking about. Now, the other point is, what are the trade unions with their hundreds of millions of pounds? What are they doing to sort the situation out?
Well, that's a dig at you, Carmel Gates, isn't it?
It wouldn't take much to go into the city centre and let Carmel. How many times has Carmel been to the city centre and spoke to these people and taken them, given them bed for the night or given them a cup of coffee? I would say none.
I've been in the city centre a number of times, and I've been talking to the workers who are laying out sleeping bags in doorways, and I've been talking
to... But you told you, Carmel, people told you a number of weeks ago they shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be doing that.
But I absolutely and fundamentally disagree. You see, because...
Well, that's all right then. You get your money out of the trade union and you go down and sort the problem out, because the professionals who know more than you are saying not to do exactly what you're talking about.
Did you listen to the other
problem with that
on the show?
You go and speak to the Welcome Centre and the other professionals.
Well, let her speak now. Hold on now, Jim. Let her
I'm putting my point across, Stephen.
Well, let her respond to you.
What does Jim do?
Well, let her respond now. I've said what I had to say.
Yeah. What do you do, Jim?
What do I work for a living. I've always worked for a living.
No. I'm asking. And I'm not suggesting. No.
What about it?
I'm just asking. No, I'm just asking what you do. Just out of curiosity. But anyway, if you're not prepared to answer, that's fair enough. Anyway, what I was going to
say. You have to tell me. I work.
Did you listen to the
other. I'm a member of Unite Trade Union.
Did you listen to the other contributor earlier who has had experience of being homeless? And also fundamentally disagrees with the notion that people should be told.
Well, now, listen, Sandra Moore from the Welcome organisation has contacted us. Morning to you, Sandra.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you make of this?
Very interesting. Obviously a very emotive discussion, as was the Positive Giving campaign. And it was right, the point was very, very clearly made earlier on that homelessness and begging are not necessarily related. And that's supported by PSNI figures. I mean, you quoted them yourself, saying that, I mean, there were 146, between the last quarter of last year, 146 persons were in, there was an intervention by the PSNI, and only one of those people were deemed to be homeless. And someone earlier asked, how do we know? Well, actually, we do know. Welcome Organisation and DePaul Northern Ireland, DePaul Ireland, did a street audit which lasted for 12 weeks, 24 hours every day on the street, which is unlike any other piece of research that happens in the rest of the United Kingdom, where they do a head count in doorways. And that actually showed us that the majority of people on the street were not rough sleeping or homeless. They had addresses. And the majority were either out for street drinking and begging. Now, all very three different issues, all needing very different solutions. And Carmel kept asking, what is being done? Well, I can tell you the Welcome Organisation is on the street from 8 o'clock every morning till 1 a.m. the next morning and takes on-call service, on-call contacts regarding people who are destitute. There is no need for anyone to be begging for money for a cup of coffee on the streets of Belfast.
Okay.
We supply, at our drop-in centre, we supply free meals. Yeah.
And your advice is your advice is still do not give money to people.
It certainly is.
Okay.
And, I mean, people do think that they're being kind, but there's no such thing as benign giving. And certainly...
Okay.
The issue, we need to address the issue, and the only way we can address the cause and the symptoms of the issue is by encouraging people
okay.
to engage.
Sandra, thank you very much indeed. We'll leave it there. Jim Rogers, thank you. Chris Nixon, Carmel Gates, thank you very much.